Hey, have you ever noticed whenever you enter a car dealership or large box retail store, maybe a retail outlet, or my least favorite, furniture store, and you're approached by a salesperson, about 90% of the time, you're instantly turned off by that person. You start thinking, I should really just leave now and try back a different time, right? I know I do, and several times I've done exactly that. Now, there may have been absolutely nothing wrong with that person. Maybe they were a nice person, dressed okay, didn't smell weird, weren't eyeballing our significant other or saying anything offensive. You just got that, well, I'm going to sell you something one way or the other vibe instantly, right? Believe me, I get it. It happens to me all the time. But I think most of us react the same way. It's not what they said. It's not what they did. It's what they didn't do.
Welcome to the Mind Wrench Podcast with your host, Rick Sellover, where minor adjustments produce major improvements in mindset, personal growth, and success. This is the place to be every Monday, where we make small improvements and take positive actions in our business and personal lives that will make a major impact in our success, next level growth, and quality of life.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mind Wrench Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Sellover. Thanks so much for stopping in. If you're a returning listener and haven't done so already, please take a minute and click the follow or subscribe button and then rate and review the show. When you rate and review the show, the algorithms for Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and all the other platforms will see that it's valuable and show it to more people that have never seen it before. And hopefully it can help them too. I would really, really, really appreciate your help sharing this word with your friends and family as well. And if you're a brand new listener, welcome. I hope you find something of value here that helps you in your personal or professional life as well. Please make sure to click the subscribe or follow button so you never miss another episode. Hey, have you ever noticed whenever you enter a car dealership or large box retail store, maybe a retail outlet, or my least favorite, furniture store, and you're approached by a salesperson, about 90% of the time, you're instantly turned off by that person. You start thinking, I should really just leave now and try back a different time, right? I know I do, and several times I've done exactly that. Now, there may have been absolutely nothing wrong with that person. Maybe they were a nice person, dressed okay, didn't smell weird, weren't eyeballing our significant other or saying anything offensive. You just got that, well, I'm going to sell you something one way or the other vibe instantly, right? Believe me, I get it. It happens to me all the time. Maybe it's the 30-plus years of being in sales. At least that's what I tell myself. But I think most of us react the same way. It's not what they said. It's not what they did. It's what they didn't do. They didn't connect with us first. Nope. They went right into the sales pitch, didn't they? Your collision center, automotive repair facility, or jobber store is no different. When that happens, they fail to connect with us at an emotional level, and we instantly don't trust them. Regardless of whatever facts or stats they spit out, in fact, the more they try to sell us, the harder we dig our heels in with a no. Even if it's something we really wanted to purchase, right? They lost us at, hello, I'm so-and-so, can I help you find something? Now, if you've listened to me in the past, you know I listen to a lot of podcasts every week. Working out, driving, mowing the lawn, shoveling snow, or just on a walk, I'm feeding my brain with something much healthier than the mainstream media. Some great podcasts. So when I hear a great message that I think would benefit the audience, you, or others in the repair industry, I just have to share it. It may not be directly related to collision repair, but the message or the concept is where the gold nuggets are. And I don't want you to miss out on the gold nuggets. Not only being a sales professional for over 3 decades, but being a coach and consistent provider of information, motivation, and inspiration to this industry that I love, I know how important this message is. Recently, I was listening to a clip from a program by T. Harv Eker about this subject, and I felt you need to hear this as well. T. Harv Eker is a successful businessman, motivational speaker, known for his theories on wealth and motivation. He's also the author of the best-selling book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. He talks about how we will always prefer to do business with someone we feel emotionally connected to, someone we know, like, and trust. And when people trust you, they'll want to do business with you. I think you're really going to like this one. I think it'll resonate with you. And I hope you can use this to improve your business. Here's T. Harv Eker.
Let me ask you this question. Suppose that you are selling something, right? Who would you rather give a good deal to, a better deal to, A or B? Here's A, says something like, "You're a complete idiot if you think I'm going to buy it at that price. That's highway robbery." And here's B. "Hey, you know, I really love your product, and I'm sure it's worth the price. It's just I've got this little situation, and I'm hoping you can help me out." Who would you rather give a bid? Eh? You'd rather give a bid? All right. So rule number one is very, very, very critical. And it doesn't just go for negotiations. It goes through everything in your life. What's it say?
Create affinity.
And affinity means what?
Warmth, closeness to the other person.
Yeah. Closeness, warmth, likability, right? So this is a power principle you might want to write down, because this goes along with every aspect of business or life. People generally act based on their emotions, and then they justify their decisions with logic. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
People act based on their emotions, and then they justify their decision with logic. So if you don't evoke emotions, people are kind of like, you know, just in space. But if you get an emotion in there, you're going to have a much better situation. In other words, in short, people will usually give a much better deal to someone that they like. It's obvious, but most people don't negotiate that way. They negotiate in a non-likable form. Does that make sense? And then they don't like you. And then you wonder why you didn't get the deal. Didn't you just have that situation there? You said, okay. And the guy went, oh man, I really like her. Let me do something for you, right? That's how people are. That doesn't make any sense at all. You said, okay, no problem, right? And then they came back and they offered it to you. That's what happens out there. All right. So how do you increase your chances of people liking you? Wouldn't that be a good idea, right, from this standpoint? Number one, we'll just do them one at a time here. The first one is what? Commonality. Say that with me together. Commonality. Creating commonality. What does that mean? Find something in common. Very obvious. Now, the way that works is this. I'm like you is another way of saying I like you. And usually, if I like you, if someone says I like you, generally you like them back. Now, not always, but 99% of the time. So I like you, they like you back. Now, let's see if this works in the real world. How many times have you been in a situation where someone has in some way said, I don't like you? What's their first reaction? I don't like you either. Right, especially right now. Right? True or true?
Yeah.
How about the opposite? Someone out of nowhere or whatever, you didn't expect, they said, you know, I really like you. What's your reaction? I love you. So this is incredible, right? True or true? It's obvious, but hardly anybody utilizes this on a moment-to-moment basis. I use it a lot. When I'm attempting to do something, I am certainly being myself, but I am being my most likable self. You know, I'm not trying to argue with the person, and I'm very polite, and I'm doing very specific things. So hopefully you'll understand that. So what you do is you basically find some commonality. You find out their, make sure you have some interests that you're talking about, or some hobbies or family situations that you can relate to. I want to tell you a story about an owner of a company.
If you're looking for a competitive edge for your business or a more effective jumpstart to your personal development in 2024, I'll make your first step super simple. It is a fact that an incredible number of the most successful business owners, nearly half of the Fortune 500 companies, top-earning professional athletes, entertainers, and industry leaders like Microsoft's Bill Gates, former President Bill Clinton, Richard Branson, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, and Salesforce's Mark Benioff, all have one thing in common. They all have at least one coach, and some have several, that they work with on a consistent basis. Someone that helps guide, mentor, and support them, challenge them, help them set and achieve goals that move them forward, and then hold them accountable to follow through, driving personal and professional growth. Working with a coach has many substantial benefits. Just for an example, 80% of coaching clients report improved self-esteem or self-confidence thanks to coaching. 99% of individuals and companies that hire a coach report being very satisfied, and 96% would do it again. If deep down, you know it's time to make those improvements in your business, your personal life that you've kicked down the road year after year. If you're tired of knowing there's a better version of you waiting to shine, but unsure of how to bring that version to light. If you're tired of wanting to enjoy a more successful business, but not sure how to start. And if you don't want to go another 12 months without better results, but you don't want to go it alone, then take the first step. It's super simple. Sometimes talking to the right person can make all the difference. Go to www.rickselover.com/contact and I'll set you up with a free consultation call with me to see if one-on-one coaching is right for you.
This fellow's name is Lenny in Fort Lauderdale. And I used to work at this place where he owned this store called Video Warehouse near Hallandale. This was a very large store, kind of like a Future Shop type of thing, but even larger. Now, there was 12 salespeople, and I was in my early 20s, and Lenny was the owner, and he would be sitting in the back office, and he wouldn't hardly ever come out. He'd work on marketing stuff and books and all that, but he'd hardly ever come out to the floor. And the only time that Lenny would come out to the floor is if you had a problem close. In other words, you had a person that you knew wanted something, but you couldn't close them. And they were going to walk, basically, right? So then you were allowed to knock on Lenny's door, and Lenny would come out and take over the close. Make sense? So remember, these are all problem closes. These are all people that, as highly trained salespeople, we couldn't close. So then we call Lenny. Well, Lenny would come out all the time with the same format. Hi, how are you? I'm Lenny. I'm the owner of the store, da, 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 da. And immediately he would find what? Some commonality. He'd look at the shoes. He'd look at the sweater. He'd look at the heat outside. He'd look at the marriage band. He'd look at, find something, right? Immediately. And he'd start talking about the commonality immediately. He'd talk about the kids and golf and the weather and this and that. And Lenny would go on like this for a minimum of 10 to 15 minutes. And Lenny would never, ever, ever mention a word about the product, the prices, the store, nothing, zero, nothing. And at the very end of that 10 or 15 minutes, he would say, what was it you came in for again? And the guy would go, well, a TV. He'd go, let me show you the best one for the money. This is bar none. This is the one I would buy. Boom. 99.9% closing ratio. And the other 1.1%, I never saw. I'd only heard about. It's like the Loch Ness Monster. And no one who's been there less than 4 years had ever seen him miss a client. Never, ever, ever. And that's a big statement. These are all people who wouldn't buy before from any of us. Why? We were selling them the product. He sold them themself and himself, the connection, the relationship is what he sold. And he understood that. And he was so proficient at it. Now, not everybody can do it as proficiently as he was. But he was just the most personable person you could ever imagine. And it had nothing to do. And you knew that he didn't care. You knew that he didn't care. He wasn't doing it to sell you stuff. He's just a very likable, personable, really interested in you guy. Right? But that was a critical piece right there, that he knew how to do that. And what did that do? It created affinity, but it also created another word. What's the T word? Trust. Trust, right. And when he said, this is the one I would buy with my money, that was the line every single time. And he would. He'd show them the best one for the money. No question. You know how people in your store, some things are better value, some things are worse. Boom, he'd take them right there. And that's the one he sold all the time for this or for that, whatever was new inside, that was a great deal. And let me say this, most of the top marketers in the world hardly ever talk about product. Very little, percentage-wise is minimal. How many people remember the Tony Robbins infomercial? It's not out there too much these days, but it was out there pretty prevalently, right? His tapes. If you look at those, that infomercial, a half hour, and you want to know what's on the tapes, you might as well forget it. He never talks about what's on the tapes. He talks about the benefits. He talks about the credibility over and over and over again, but they never talk about what's on the tapes. There's a new infomercial out that I saw, something to do with money also, money and investment stuff. And once again, I saw this commercial. I said, who would buy this? It's all credibility and all benefits, but it never tells you what the program is. You know what I just found out reading the magazine? It's the number two infomercial out there right now. The guy's selling like $100,000, 100,000 units a month. Why? I have no idea why. I don't know what's on there, right? But that's the way people buy. People buy based on their motions, okay? And then they justify their decision with logic. Again, none of this is engraved in any type of concrete. It's just strictly psychology, and it's common sense. What I'm doing is validating it, reminding you, and saying, utilize this if you'd like to. Does that make sense?
Well, I hope you enjoyed that message. It really is true. I found that out for myself after several years of sales, when I actually took the time and interest to sincerely connect with someone at an emotional level, found some commonality, the sales just came naturally without the pitch. And I really made some incredible lifelong friends along the way. So I hope this little clip helps you as well. I'll leave a link to T. Harv Eker's website in the show notes, where you can find more information on his programs. Well, that's all I had for you today. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate your support, and I hope you have a great week. I can always be reached at www.ricksilover.com, where you can find all my social media links, podcast episodes, blog posts, and much more.